I suppose joining the group started out as just a job that got bigger and bigger with more regular work, but one particular instance, I think, it was demonstrated to both the group and I that we complemented each other well, and it was to both our best interests to join forces. I had been hired by them to guide them to a certain destination which took us through some precarious countryside. I didn't really know them at the time, at all. And through this path here, up the rise, you see there, and then, let's see, down a bit until we run into the...
Is this way safe, guide?
You said you wanted the quickest way from the River Alv to the bend in the Tolva River. You didn't say anything about safe.
Be careful what you wish for.
Well, I suppose getting us killed right off makes it a quicker way.
Well, if you get killed, I don't get paid.
Unless you pick our bodies clean after we're dead.
Look, if you get killed, I get killed.
The lad has no reason to lead us to our deaths. He shares our fate, living or no.
Plus, if he leads us into a trap and any one of us survive, we will kill him for sure.
I do wish we'd stop talking about death and who kills whom.
Whom?
I'm only taking you the quickest way according to the maps. Nowhere on my chart does it say, here there be death traps.
I'm afraid the humor of our group is an acquired taste.
You are all joking?
Most of us.
Except when we're not.
And are you never joking, lad?
I would, however, prefer a route that had less areas ideal for ambush.
I'm sorry, my map is not topographical.
Doesn't its topic include directions?
He means showing the landscape, surrounding trees or rises in the terrain, or notes saying here be ideal ambush spots.
Might suggest he makes such a note on his map for the future for this place.
That wouldn't look suspicious next time he hires himself out.
If there is a next time.
Hold. Bandits. Guard the flanks. Devagora to the right. Verasta and Seneschal to the left.
Where should I go?
You stay in the middle, lad.
I've got a dagger.
The battle's all but won.
7 in front.
4 to our back.
They are experienced. Shift. Devagora, take the rear. Verasta, bow and guard the package.
The package?
That's you.
Seneschal, parley.
Parley? With robbers?
Stall for time.
Stall for...
Shh. We're changing positions and I've got to string my bow.
Well, I must say, this is quite the surprise. And you even thought to cut off our retreat. Very strategic of you.
Drop your weapons and give us your silver.
I've got a counter offer for you to consider. You drop your weapons and run back to your hiding places and let us on our way, and you won't all die.
Ha! We outnumber ya!
I can't argue with that circumstance, but let's consider the quality of our combatants here. You see this big hulk of a man standing here in front? He's a wild barbarian from the tundra wastes who just lives to kill. He's a barbarian.
Oh.
He'll kill the first two of you front five before the third even gets a swing in. And what is that weapon you've got? A stick?
Whoa, it's a club.
So you say. I can tell by the fighting stance of you two on the ends there that you're more prepared to run after someone than holding the flanks with fighting.
What?
Now for you four in the back. Have you ever fought a dwarven berserker before? She likes to bite ears off of her victims before they die. So that's probably you, or you over there.
Bows up, arrows out.
And this sharpshooter here will have an arrow through your neck before either of the two of you on the ends close on our flanks, and that leaves you in the middle. You see our cutthroat here holding the dagger?
Huh?
He'll throw that knife with frightening accuracy so that it's sticking out of your throat. He's got two more in each boot, but he won't have time to use them all, as the last remaining one of you will be getting your ear bitten off.
I don't have two daggers in each boot.
Shh, roll with it. You're a bloodthirsty cutthroat now.
Oh.
Arr! Arr!
Huh. On second thought, don't.
You're bluffing, Silver Tongue.
That's up to you to find out.
Maybe we should.
Attack!
Look out!
What? They're running!
Fly! Fly for your lives, you rogues!
Stay! Let them run! Injuries?
I'm good. Gonna retrieve my arrows and make sure they don't come back.
Seneschal.
Took one in the shoulder. Simpletons should have listened.
Let me see that. It is deep.
Rusty blade, too. Oh, I'll probably get muscle lock from it. Ow.
My spark to your dark.
That's much better. Thank you.
It is my gift. I share it with you.
Certainly is handy. Now, I think the rest... just scratches, but...
Oh! What is it?
My jack got ripped. Again! Now I'll look like some road straggler if I try to attend court somewhere.
You are a road straggler.
Well, they don't have to know that.
What did you do, boy?
Huh?
How did you do that?
Do what?
That light! You made a light appear in front of that robber coming up behind me.
Seneschal, I really wish you'd stop describing me as some mindless barbarian killer to our foes.
Well, Isitar, you have to admit, you look the part.
The barbarians in the north are a noble people. The many I've known can talk philosophy and higher ideas.
In their own grunting, voice-roaring way.
That's not the point.
How?
I create a light from a formula, mostly for reading. If you turn it up brighter, it can dazzle eyesight and...
You're an arcanist!
Oh, no, but I dabble some from the little I've read.
It frightens them to say you're a barbarian, so I use it. You're tall, muscular.
Hey,
what?
He can read, learns maps, and can create light out of thin air.
Arcanist?
Maybe. If he read a bit more of the right books.
He could be very useful to our little group.
A bit young.
I like him young.
In more ways than one.
Impressionable. Got his whole life ahead of him. We could manipulate him.
It's got to be his choice.
We'll just nudge him a little into our direction.
All right. Let's have him guide us to our destination and we can make an offer at the end of the journey.
I'll sponsor him.
You keep your lascivious hands off of him. I'll sponsor him.
Either of you would eat him alive. The kid wouldn't stand a chance.
I beg to differ.
He's right.
I will sponsor him, if he chooses to stay with us. Until then, he's just the guide. Agreed?
Agreed.
Fine.
All right, let's get our gear and get moving before these dead robbers' relatives come for blood vengeance. Guide?
Yes, sir.
You are unhurt?
A couple bruises. I think they broke the skin here on my arm, but it's barely bleeding.
Open wound is never good here in these wilds. Too many small, tiny things like to dine upon it.
I can wrap this up.
My spark to your dark.
It's healed. Completely. Are you an arcanist as well?
It's a different discipline. Let's talk about it along the way.
I'd love to.
Lead on, guide. Our lives are in your hands.
Isitar is good.
He's more manipulative than either of us.
Hey, dwarf. Two silver says the kid joins us by the end.
Ah, done.
You've been listening to Tuntimus the Guide, a Dungeons & Damsels fireside adventure by Unchained Productions, written and directed by David Ian. Voice talent by John Campbell, Jack Harvison, David Ian, Laura Myers, Karen O'Brien, and Daniel Rovan. Sound engineering by Dino D'Elfwell. Sound design by David Ian. Theme by Ron Perovich. Music by Mark Rose. Medieval music by Johnny Easton. Tuntimus the Guide is a fireside adventure short story of the Dungeons & Damsels series by Unchained Productions.